Long-running sagas go, it doesn't have quite the dramatic punch of a 24 or Lost, but if you want complex, labyrinthine storylines, well, the bid to get the Lisbon Treaty ratified has certainly provided that, though this week it might all be finally over. Phew. It's all in the hands of the Czech Republic. The courts there are expected to remove the last hurdle on Tuesday, then it's up to the Czech president to sign. Well, he wasn't saying anything to the Politics show last week when we sent Max Cotton over to ask him.
Mr. President, can I say hello to you? I'm from the BBC. I wanted to show you around. Hello to you.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Thank you.
But many speculate that he's now ready to sign up and then it's all over. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy was supremely confident on Friday.
I think you can reasonably say that the Lisbon Treaty will be introduced before the end of the year, probably from the 1st of December.
So what does this mean for politics in this country? Well, the Conservatives had promised a referendum on the treaty if the ratification process wasn't complete. But post-ratification, all they say is that they will not let matters rest. Well, I'm joined now by Nigel Farage, the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, and from Brussels by the Conservative MEP, Daniel Hannan. Very good morning to both of you. Thanks very much for being with us. Daniel Hannan, should the Tory position be if, as seems likely, the Czech president goes ahead and ratifies?
Good morning, John. First of all, you're absolutely right. It is like an episode of Lost. I mean, we've been going on for 8 years about the same wretched treaty. And I think it's just worth reminding viewers of why it is that we wanted a referendum on this. It's not because we're being bloody-minded about it. This is a treaty that will bestow on the European Union the outstanding attributes of statehood. A foreign minister and the necessary accoutrements of diplomatic relations, embassies and a diplomatic corps and so on, a president, a criminal justice system, treaty-making power, and it will give the EU a self-amending clause so that there won't need to be any future treaties. It will be able to annex powers just by agreement of the governments. So that's why we want a referendum. It's not because we're just, you know, obsessed with Europe. These are huge changes in how Britain is governed, and I think it would be quite wrong to take a step of this magnitude without consulting people.
But yes, but all the mood music coming from Conservative high command seems to be, and in listening to your last answer, it may be irrelevant, where they say that any future treaty will pass laws that any future treaty would have to be subject to a referendum, but frankly there's not much we can do about this Lisbon Treaty now.
Well, I mean, if the policy changes, then I will communicate my views to the party leadership, not through the airwaves of your programme, much as I enjoy it. But as things stand, we want a referendum on this one. Now, if we get to a situation where it's too late, then, I mean, you know my view, you've heard it before. Of course there should be a referendum in Britain. We haven't had a referendum since I was 4 years old. There have been massive changes in the nature of the EU since then, and I think people feel unconsulted. And, you know, it's just worth, for a moment, stopping and thinking. On Thursday there are going to be bonfires all over the country, and people are going to commemorate the preservation of parliamentary rule against a terrorist attack. I wonder what the MPs of those days, of 1605, would say if they could be transported forward to our time and see a successor parliament handing away its prerogatives, not as a result of a terrorist attack or defeat in war or a bloody insurrection or a foreign occupation, but by its own votes. Think how reduced we are as a people.
Okay, Nigel Farage, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the Tory position will emerge as?
Well, it won't be Dan Hannan's position. I mean, you know, what Dan says, I agree 100% with Dan. That was terrific. I agree with all of it. But I'm afraid Dan does not represent the Conservative Party. There isn't going to be a referendum. That's perfectly clear. This Lisbon Treaty will be signed within the next couple of weeks. And the Conservative Party, and don't forget, they won the European elections.
But we've got this great quote, we will not let matters rest, which is the mantra. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is they will say that any future treaties they'll give us a referendum on. But of course, as Dan just explained, there won't be any future treaties. They don't need to be after this constitutional Lisbon Treaty goes through. And I think the way the British public will look at it is the Labour government promised us a referendum and broke the promise. The Lib Dems broke their promise to support a referendum on Lisbon. And now the Conservatives are breaking their promise as well. Why should we trust any of them on this great
Daniel Hannan, there was that great phrase that David Cameron used about a cast iron guarantee. What if that cast iron guarantee turns out to be something a little more wobbly? What are the political consequences?
Well, I mean, that's a question you'd have to put to him. I mean, it's he who's given his word, not me. My own view remains that there must be a referendum. And the case for a British referendum does not depend on what happens in the Czech Republic or Ireland or Poland or anywhere else. The case for a British referendum is that, as Nigel just said, all three parties promised one. And more than that, you know, to do something of this magnitude, where Britain ceases to be a free country in voluntary association with other sovereign states and becomes instead a subordinate entity within a larger European polity, you can't do something like that
but will it
without
cost
going
votes
back
and
to
seats?
The people and asking for their permission.
Yeah, will it cost votes and seats for the Conservatives if they renege on the commitment to a referendum?
I mean, you know, it's not my job to look out for that. That will be decided at a higher pay grade than mine, but I don't
yeah,
think...
Yeah, but you're a pretty influential
because,
payer,
say,
and you've got a
commitment.
View. You've got a view. What do you think?
Yeah, I've just given you my view. I've given you my view, which is that there should be a referendum.
But what would be the consequences if there isn't one?
We'll wait and see. I mean, I've no idea. Obviously, I think there should be one, and I think that you know the reason there should, you know. But just to be clear about this, I can see that you could argue that if the Lisbon Treaty is in force, we shouldn't have a referendum on whether all the other countries should have it. I'm perfectly happy to accept
fine,
that.
I just want to ask...
But I think there must be a referendum on whether Britain participates in it. I don't see how you can get around that.
Nigel Farage, quick final word. What do you think the consequences would be politically?
UKIP are going to fight 500 seats at the next general election, saying the British people must have a referendum so that they themselves can decide their own future. Are we to be a self-governing nation or a satellite of a new European superstate?
Okay.
And that's going to be our campaign. And yes, it will cost the Conservatives a lot of votes.
OK, Daniel Hannan. And for the moment, Nigel Farage, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.